This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
You know that Ross's Appliances and Furniture is the leading appliance and furniture recycler in Hawaii. Ross's has been producing quality new and renewed appliances for decades. Ross's now debuts their new Green Bed Factory, Hawaii's environmentally conscious mattress and box spring factory. You can save your budget, your back, and the planet all at the same time at Ross's. Go green, save green at Ross's Big Green Building. Check it out for yourself. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and they guarantee it. Now you can get great bargains and help save our landfill at the same time. Only at the Green Bed Factory. The Green Bed Factory is Hawaii's only recycled bed company. Quality mattresses and box springs are stripped, cleaned, sanitized, and completely rebuilt using all new fabric and padding. Local labor and local materials means a local product. Save shipping costs and, of course, save money. Visit our website at thegreenbedfactory.com or stop by our showroom at Ross's Appliances and Furniture. Ross's and the Green Bed Factory will save you hundreds of dollars, and we guarantee it.
Good morning. Welcome to the Carol Cox Show here in beautiful Honolulu. I'm just looking out at one of the most lovely sights you could put your eyes upon, the mountains just covered with clouds and they're draped down. You should see it. Anyway, that's why I live here, and that's why I love this place called Honolulu. Anyway, I appreciate you joining in with me, and before I get started, I'm going to solicit from the listeners out there. What I want to know from you is there's some subjects here that are quite sensitive. And what I want to do is solicit from you, the listeners out there, about some of these issues. And some of you might say they're political. And as one of the city officials on one of these subjects said, Carol, you're not going to go there, are you? And that go there is specifically is this. As you know that I've dealt with quite a bit of issues within the city and county of Honolulu. We found them to be burying some 300 tons of white goods illegally. They were fined some $500,000 and a while back, and we've seen their supervisors cutting air conditioners and refrigerators, and we've found their animal control person or pickup person violating the actual rules of the road in coming to work, staying away from work, abusing overtime and what have you, and just on and on. And we've found many things that are wrong within city government, especially in the Environmental Services Department within the city. Now, recently, over the past couple of weeks, and I should say months, it's been brought to my attention. I would get a call occasionally from different workers within the city, and they've expressed some concerns that they would file a racial discrimination complaint or sexual harassment complaint or workplace violence complaint within the city, and it would either be squandered or given little or no importance, or basically ended up not being properly handled. And as a result of that, I decided to start looking into it, and in the process of doing that, in inquiring about and with the different people, what I learned, and this is what I want to know from you, the listeners out there, how do you feel about this? And I'd like you to call in at 524-1080 and share your opinions or share your thoughts. And if this is off base or out of bound on my part, but within the city and county of Honolulu Environmental Services Department, the head of the Human Resources Development or Human Resources Relations, or he is a specialist, is a registered sex offender. And he is that because he was violating a minor on the island of Maui. And he is in place, sitting there at the Environmental Services Department, as he, in his own words, he conducts sexual harassment complaints. Now, I'm not going to condemn this person, but who I believe I would be personally condemned or have some issues with is that this administration, the Hanneman administration, to tolerate this, to knowingly allow this to occur, it creates a bias as some of the workers that complain. They just simply don't trust, and I'm told that within this system, this gentleman who has personally confirmed that he conducts sexual harassment complaints and investigates them, has had a complaint of some sort from a female worker. We don't know exactly what, because those details are not privy to us. But also, in the process of calling around to speak with and try and find out, to talk with some of these people that have filed complaints, I telephoned this gentleman, and by accident, and he immediately said, "Who's calling? Why are you calling for this person? What do you need to talk to her about? I will take your number and give it to her." Now, mind you, the person I'm trying to call is actually, I'm told, has a complaint against this individual. So that raises a big issue. But to add insult to injury, or a little more salt in the wound, in the process of calling around, I learned of yet another complaint that was sexual in nature. And this was apparently, I'm told, and I spoke with the lady that has filed this complaint, the Parks and Recreation Human Resources Specialist is apparently, there is a complaint, and that individual is on leave. So what is going on within this administration? Now, mind you, we pay the city workers well. They have a union, and it works for them. But they are still human beings, and they shouldn't have to endure such. If you file a complaint, it should be treated with great validity. It should not be dismissed. It should not be handed to a person that is a known sex offender who is handling human resource issues. And I equate it to the mayor and Eric Takamura and the city lawyers permitting a drug addict to run a pharmacy. This is just absolutely wrong. That's not to say now we want to banish this person off to some island, and he, as the one of the officials with the city and county said, he's paid his dues. Well, this isn't about paying dues. It's about paying respect to, we allow him to be employed if he's paid his dues. And then secondly, we protect the interest, or we don't show a bias, or we don't water down the process to ensure, because there may be a bias on this person. And the way things look, apparently, they have become a problem. So if you have any input out there, I'd really like to know how some of you feel out there about that. Is this of importance? And what would you do if you were in this predicament? Would you be angry at the mayor for allowing it? Would you be angry at Takamura for allowing it? Would you be angry or disappointed in the corporation council? Because this man is the first line that you, the line of civility and relief that a city worker would have. And it goes on and on. And there's issues of racial discrimination. There's racial discrimination complaints. And I am absolutely at a loss right now for trying to piece it all together. But, you know, managing a city is also about managing people and having them happy and protecting their interests. And this registered sex offender, he has rights too. I mean, we don't want to disrespect him, but we also have to look at things and be fair about them. And we just can't allow it. Yes, Paka, are you there? Paka.
Yes, aloha, Carol.
Aloha.
Thank you very much for this very interesting discussion. I think sometimes if we have the right terms to use, we can more easily discriminate between what we're trying to get at. And I think the term in this particular case is what is called BFOQ, or bona fide, well, what was that? It's dealing with bona fide qualifications for a particular occupation.
Okay.
And it doesn't mean that you exclude a person who has been charged and then found guilty and then went through that process. But there are still some limitations, and if the limitations are appropriate for a particular employment, then you should apply those limitations. And that seems to be the case that you are talking about right now. It's not to say that they should be included from making a living,
right?
But certainly there should be certain constraints. And I agree that an administration that manages or oversees this particular area needs to be applying the constraints appropriately. So I think I just wanted to toss in those particular terms.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. But one of the biggest issues here, I don't believe that it was just accidental. You see, you want to keep everybody at bay. And if you place such a small value, this speaks to the value of the rights of us workers. And if we as taxpayers are paying big bucks, I mean, take, for example, the sewage fees. They've been hiked up on numerous occasions now. And this all comes back to if you have workers that are disgruntled or unhappy or being harassed or sexually harassed, and they can't seek any recourse other than go to a lawyer or spend their own money or go to the Civil Rights Commission, you basically are spinning your wheels and you are at a disadvantage. And I think that this administration, the Hanneman administration, should have been concerned with this, or should be, not just should have been, but at all times be concerned with how workers are. If you were handicapped and a blind or disabled veteran or what have you, how do you get your rights? How do you get accommodated? So, but to go further, this gentleman, there's a supervisor who has a temporary restraining order out on him by one of the workers, one of the drivers of the refuse department. And the refuse driver, some of you may have heard us talk about the trash Olympics put on by the mayor and in the city. This employee who has successfully obtained a restraining order against his supervisor for physical altercation or verbal altercation, whatever it was, but it was enough to warrant the courts granting a temporary restraining order. And instead of punishing the supervisor, they tell the worker, who is an African-American, to call in. They called him in and told him that you can't come to the trash Olympics and you can't bring your family, because if you do, you know, the other guy that's there, he has a TRO out on him, so he's going to be there, so we don't want that. But they then withdrew that comment. But that just gives you an idea, an indication that how compromised things may have been or become if you have a person of this status, a sexual offender, who in turn is at the helm investigating and looking and reviewing these issues. So it's the integrity of the whole process is compromised. And then you could really have a good day if you were a sinister person, if you wanted to violate the rights of others. You have the rights to look at every single file of everybody that works within that division, because you are the Human Resources Division. Now, what checks and balances are there that this administration have put in place to ensure that there's not abuse, to ensure that the complaints received are treated with the respect that they are due? But this goes on and on and on. And the shame of it is that we have a situation here where we are aggressively spending money. We are touting ourselves as a great community and respecting people. But, folks, I got to tell you that within this Environmental Services Department, if you knew or if you could just go back to the things I've shared with you and know some of the things that I haven't disclosed, you would be appalled. You would simply say, is this our city government or is this just some backwoods juke joint that's just happening for the night? And it's really sad. I see that we get this current administration, the Hanneman administration, gets accolades and what have you, but there are some things that are critical that go just simply, you can do better. We can do better. We're spending the amount of money spent on sexual harassments and racial discrimination cases. They suspended that African-American man for 10 days, and now I understand they've given him 5 days back because the supervisor, by the way, who gave him a legal order, if you look at Ho'oiki, you'll find that that supervisor had three or at least two TROs out, taken out or sought by his wife. So what do we have here? And we have to ask better of our government. We have to of the city government. We just cannot allow this. I got Steve on the line. Good morning, Steve, and how are you?
Yeah, good morning. I want to turn my radio down.
Okay.
I just have a comment. Would this person be allowed to work in the Honolulu Police Department or in the Department of Education? And second comment is, as far as the Hanneman administration, you have a guy like Bill Brennan, his spokesman. I think he should have been let go, or Bill Brennan should have resigned from his DUI.
Mm-hmm.
That's my two comments.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think you're right, but let's go back a little bit, Steve. If you recall, the Wayne Hashira was suspended for some reason, but Hanneman decided to conceal that and wouldn't disclose why he was punished. He said that was a personnel matter. So you have a managing director who's had some issue or ethics issue requiring or needing some disciplinary action, and you have a public relations person or spokesman who was arrested and pled guilty to drunk driving, and then you have a registered sex offender running the human resources division in the environmental services branch, and then you have now currently we're still looking for the facts, and folks, believe you me, I've written, I've called, and I've asked and asked again for someone from the Environmental Services Department or Mayor Hanneman's office to come on the show to discuss these matters and other matters, and they simply don't acknowledge or refuse to come on. So I don't have any reluctancy in speaking about these issues. But yes, you're right, Steve, all of those now. But, you know, I just had a little bit of thought here, a little music that came across here. You know that Disneyland has agreed to come into the state of Hawaii. And if you know that, the good news is that now that Disneyland is here, we know that Goofy, it's confirmed Goofy will be voting for Mufi. So anyway, just to be a little rude there, I just think that we need to really look at these things. It's not about rail, folks. This is about, we're so distracted with this whole process, with this rail, the basic issues, the fundamental matters, the things that really makes the city work are just in disarray. And it is just absolutely wrong. And what do we do about it? You know, do we continue to listen? You know, I believe and I suspect that there's something going on. You pick up the paper, there's another poll that's saying Hanneman is doing great. He's leading the charge. He is the head guy. I'm very vocal and very visible, and I haven't been called for one of those polls. I don't know about you out there, but it seems as if the media, some of the media, especially the advertiser, is hell-bent on telling us that, basically, and suggesting, I don't know, subliminally, to say that maybe we should just give up and don't consider voting for anybody but Hanman, because this thing is done. This is what I get in these so-called polls that show him leading. But the reality is they won't address these issues. You know, the sex offender issue, lay it out there. They wouldn't touch it. The other issues of the racial discrimination, they won't touch it. But they tell us that we're doing a good job and he's the man of the hour. But follow this. A registered sex offender, your public spokesman, public relations is an alcoholic or has pleaded guilty to drinking. Your managing director is suspended, but we don't know why. And then you come along, the head man, and take $81 million and give a no-bid contract to your friends. And then you turn around and have $3 million in a war chest when you had nothing when you started. Now, this brings me to another point, and I am sick and tired of hearing this. And if any of you out there got anything that you can share with me and the public, let us know. I am really sick and tired of when the name Mufti, it's synonymous with the mafia. Everyone says, you got to be careful, Mr. Cox or Carol. If you talk about Mufti, he's connected with the big boys or the bad boys or the underworld or the crime. Now, I don't know that to be factual, but I am basically sick and tired of hearing that. This is America. We are a free nation. And if there's something out there that someone knows or has experienced that would lend them or cause them to utter such comments. And I'd like to know, because not in a free nation, not in this beautiful place called Hawaii, will I ever stand by and even breathe or utter that or even give credence to it. But there's just too many things that are consistent that if you look at them, they tend to point. I won't say that he's connected to the underworld, Hanneman is connected to the underworld. But what I will tell you is that his pattern of behavior, you cannot take $81 million and hand it to your friends, and then the next day or so show up in the newspaper, they're touting you as having a war chest of $3 million. You either have to have some serious backing or some big guns behind you, or you just don't give a darn. So I am always open, any of you, and I bet you a day doesn't go by that I'm warned that, oh, you got to be careful of this guy, Hanneman, because, you know, he's connected, man, connected to this guy. You know, the big five want him in and what have you. Well, I believe that the little people is the engine of this nation. And guys like that, if your personality precedes you, then you need to check yourself. But anyway, we're going to take a break here and get a little music. But please call in. This is the Carol Cox Show. You can reach us at carolcox.com. That's CARROLLCOX.com. The number here is 524-1080, KWAI.
You know that Ross's Appliances and Furniture is the leading appliance and furniture recycler in Hawaii. Ross's has been producing quality new and renewed appliances for decades. Ross's now debuts their new Green Bed Factory, Hawaii's environmentally conscious mattress and box spring factory. You can save your budget, your back, and the planet all at the same time at Ross's. Go green, save green at Ross's Big Green Building. Check it out for yourself. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and they guarantee it. Now you can get great bargains and help save our landfill at the same time, only at the Green Bed Factory. The Green Bed Factory is Hawaii's only recycled bed company. Quality mattresses and box springs are stripped, cleaned, sanitized, and completely rebuilt using all new fabric and padding. Local labor and local materials means a local product. Save shipping costs and, of course, save money. Visit our website at thegreenbedfactory.com or stop by our showroom at Ross's Appliances and Furniture. Ross's and the Green Bed Factory will save you hundreds of dollars, and we guarantee it.
Oh, I'm 'cause these blues, 'cause these blues make just one burn, just one burn. Oh, they just one burn.
Welcome back to the Carol Cox Show. I just thought I'd give a little bit of upbeat and stepping on the step up. Anyway, got an anonymous caller here. Mr. Anonymous or Miss Anonymous, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, Mr. Cox, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, you lost that welcome there? Will the bus driver get laid off or something?
If the rail comes in, will the bus drivers get laid off? Really can't tell you because the mayor hadn't given us a complete thought, hadn't told us all the facts. All we've known is $2 million worth of campaign to tell us why we should fall in love with it. So I really don't know, but that's a good question. Maybe we'll try and ask him. But I suspect not only bus drivers will get lose something, I think we will all lose something. And that'll bring me to my next point here later on. But thank you.
You know that supervisor that that what that TRO?
Right.
Yeah, he violated a female worker too, and I in a sexual manner. And I think the same people you're talking about did the investigation, and I guess they just brushed that off too.
I see.
I don't know what's going on with that.
Well, there's I can count at least 7 complaints that people have notified me or told me about. So I'm just, and that's just people that are willing to talk. Imagine others that think they'll be retaliated against for talking. Well, thank you. Rob, are you there? Hello, Rob, are you there?
Good morning, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. A little bit ooh today.
Okay.
You know what that is, Carol?
Oh, you tell me.
Ua is rain.
Oh, okay. I thought you said ua.
Yeah.
you know.
Like in the military, huh?
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, kind of similar, isn't it?
Yeah, well, anyway, that's why I say you tell me.
Yeah, I wanted to mention to you, Carol, that in all the years that I've been voting, I finally got called for a poll.
Uh-huh.
And it was, oddly enough, it was a robo-poll call. In other words, I happen to be near my answering machine because normally I wouldn't pick it up unless, you know, I knew it was you or someone calling me that
mm-hmm.
I knew.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I can't be bothered with all the telemarketers.
Right.
So I ran to the phone because I wanted to hear what it was going to ask me. So it was real clear and concise. We're going to ask you 7 questions if you want to participate. And you know, they asked me what party I was, my age group, those kind of basic questions.
Mm-hmm.
Then they asked me if I was going to vote for Mufi or Ann Kobayashi.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a few others. And then they identified themselves on this message, you know, who they were, and they had a website, which I thought was pretty, you know, upfront.
Right.
Wasn't some dingling playing games, you know, partisan games.
Right.
So I answered them all, and that was that. And that's the first time that I've ever been polled.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, you know, if all the poles were like that, you know, it's okay.
Right. Well, nothing wrong with poles. They do serve a great purpose in our lives. But the problem is you can shape them and make them and come up with any results you want.
I want to stress that that I don't believe in them. Mm-hmm. And I agree with former Mayor Fossey that the only thing that counts is when they count the votes on election day.
Right.
That's the poll that really counts.
Right. And you know, smart voters will always know that it's up to them. And when you have a newspaper just touting and behaving as they have here recently and waving the banner for one player and then turning around and endorsing him, I'm suspect of that whole behavior. Let newspapers tell us the news.
I agree.
And let us decide based on the news you share with us, not news that you've invented or want to shape. That's my concern. And, you know, the Advertiser is a very good paper, but we're not perfect. But in this instance, I am just taken aback by the manner in which constantly, daily, if a trained talking cockroach came to town, I will assure you, the Honolulu Advertiser will have an article in there where Mufi Hanneman greets the trained talking cockroaches from New Zealand or wherever.
And had them all dipped in gold.
Yeah. And
handed them out to the people.
Right, and this is going to benefit us in the long run because he is doing a good job. So, you know, I say, you know, pilau with that. And let us as intelligent people, because you got to understand that there's something out there. If they got to engage in that behavior, then there's a worry, right?
Oh, surely.
And that worry is that we are all smart people and smart voters. When that booth closes behind us, when we pull that curtain, it's between us and that ballot.
Girl, may I say in closing something?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've been with you since day one, and I really look forward to every Sunday hearing your program.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the way, you play the most righteous rhythm and blues songs on your show when you do, Carol.
Well, good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay, well, I also like good Hawaiian music, too. Nothing like Brother Is and all the other good. And I will be playing some as much as I can get my little fingers on. But I appreciate it. But backing up here now, I want to get back on track with this. Some of you heard me or may have read in the Honolulu Star Bulletin where I uncovered the abuse by city workers at the Sand Island Treatment Plant where there was engines. These engines' estimated value is $150,000. Now, some argue and some say, well, less or more. But nonetheless, they belong to the taxpayer. And they were taken unlawfully from the wastewater treatment plant at Sand Island. And we, based on some information, I was able to investigate and track them down. They were hidden down in the Kipapa Gulch in the canyon. So, anyway, we stumbled up on that one, but originally what we were actually following up on was that there is a what we call a Zimpro heat treating unit. And this unit, some $13 million, this is the approximate value that was told to me by some of the employees at the Sand Island Treatment Plant. Now, keep in mind, Hanneman and his staff, they don't talk to me. So we have to dig and scratch the best we can. So here's what happened. This is a $13 million unit. Now, there is two of them. It's called a Zimpro heat treating. It's for sludge, dewatering sludge. Now, prior to Centigrow, you've heard me talk about Centigrow coming online, these units were in place. Now, we spent that money, and I'm told they didn't work worth a darn, some $13 million. Tell you they are made of titanium. I wrote a request asking for documentation on the disposal of this item, this $13 million item, and it's military-grade titanium. Now, one of these units lay in the fields behind the facility. And workers there informed me that it no longer can be found there because someone within house or somewhere within the administration authorized the removal and sale of that. That did not go back into the coffers of the public. And saying this is a $13 million unit, so they were quite concerned as workers. And I don't know the real value. Now, again, I've asked the city, and they... so. But upon asking the city for this information, this is the response now. And I hope that you pay close attention. And this will give you an insight as to what really goes on. Environmental Services answered your request. And is that we do not have any such records because those units are still on the premises of Sand Island Wastewater Treatment Plant. If you have another request, please go through the formal procedures of FOIA requests and be specific as possible in your request. Currently, Sand Island Wastewater Treatment Plant has two ZEMPRO heat treatment units on site. Both are offline and not in operation and have been that way since Synagro began its full operation of pellets. One of those was used as at a time, with the other acting as a backup. No plans have yet been made or established for their disposal because it will be a costly process using large cranes. Now, if you pay close attention to that, they state that these units are still on the property. But being that they don't like to talk with me, and I understand now why, because if you're not going to be truthful, don't talk to me, because that's the bottom line. So having that said that and knowing that, I did a little checking and was able to recover tickets, sales tickets of these units. And they were delivered September 15, 2004 to a metal recycler. The amount paid to whomever in this process by the recycler was $20,000. And they were delivered. They are described as titanium with steel attachments. Now, going back to what the city say now, they don't have any records, number one. Then they stepped on their feet and say, oh, well, you know, if you, you got to understand, these units are still on the property and they've never left the property. So we have some serious problems in this administration. Folks, we're looking at a $13 million unit that disappeared. And when you ask where are they, instead of joining in and showing some concern as good managers would have been, Mr. Cox, what do you have about this? Are you telling us that one of these units have disappeared? We didn't get that response. What we got was we have been talking with our lawyers, and they suggest that you file another FOIA. And it's just shameful. This is what we have to expect with the Hanneman administration. Excuse me. Anyway, is this the type of government that we want? Is this the type of government that you expect? And by the way, you can look at some of these pictures if you're interested. See this ZEMPRO unit and... you can go to the website at carolcox.com, carolcox.com. And we hope to bring you more information on this. But this is absolutely, it's unacceptable, and I don't know about the polls, but I'm going to tell you the facts here. This unit was sold, and in turn, if it... was able to get $20,000 just for the scrap value. Imagine what the real value is. And this is titanium, folks. This is your tax dollars bought a system, at least $13 million. Just to go further to tell you how important it was and how expensive it is, just to get a welder to handle this, they spent $1 million. And this unit that was sold was to be as a standby. That's why they kept it on the property. Now, if we didn't need it as a city and county of Honolulu, there are other city agencies around the nation or other places that may have wanted to use that, and we could have sold it to them for a couple million dollars. So what kind of government do we have here? What is this administration? We hear the rumors that he's connected to the big boys. We see that he's willing to take $81 million and hand to his friends, and in turn come back and boast openly that he has a $3 million war chest to sit and show you commercials about how successful he's been. Now, I'm not going to insult all of you out there. I'll just say I'm trying to add to your knowledge, and it's up to you to decide what you want to do. But you deserve better, and I, as a fellow taxpayer and as a citizen, I expect more. And I don't believe that I expect that and then have to come back and take it upon myself to police this. I think that the integrity of the persons or within these offices should be of a type that we don't have. We could go and mind our own business, our own B's and Q's and what have you. But if we have to come back and we find instances of it, this, and this is just a gander, folks. We're not even digging. I mean, I don't have the time to really investigate every little item. So this is just something simply on the periphery, a cursory look that we're coming up with this information. So anyway, that's one of the things. And why is this so important? We take the $81 million now. It was tax dollars. And the shame of it is that we have... I want to read you a letter. Now, I can't blame this on Hanneman, but this tells you how disconnected, disjointed our government is, and this is where you come in as voters. You have a say in this, correcting this. This train has fell off the track, and so it's up to you to put it back on. And don't complain, and don't tell us about the media. And you, it's up to you. Don't take my word for it. You go and check and follow up. But here's a letter I received on October 19, 2008. Dear Mr. Cox, I'm writing to enlist your assistance to a problem I recently discovered. I am a teacher at Nanakuli High School, where the classrooms are so hot, I have to bring a change of clothes to work. With my clothing is drenched, because my clothing is drenched of perspiration by midday. Fans do absolutely nothing but blow hot air and dust around. When I found out from a colleague at Kalakaua Middle School that the Department of Education has installed dozens of energy-efficient air conditioning units to serve the administration office, while students and teachers gain little or no relief from the heat in their classroom. Now, we can't blame Hanneman, but folks, these are real difficult economical times, and we've just heard the first flash of the storm. We don't know how long this is going to go, the real impact, and we are still talking about, do we want rail? And we're still seeing those silly commercials. And here, the most vital part of any great nation, any great community, is education. And we're cutting back, and we've cut back. The state government has announced cutbacks on education programs. And we are now still talking about building a rail. That troubles me, because at some point, Mr. Hanneman should... I haven't seen anything other than charge. Up the hill we must go. And I would like to... I mean, we need mass transit. We need transportation for many reasons, and for environmental issues and concerns, and just being efficient. But the problem is, I don't believe that we have gotten a good deal. So imagine $2 million spent in tax dollars for commercials to sell us the rail. Imagine what that $2 million could have gone for to the schools. That was tax dollar. Now, I know some of you are going to say, but it's different. Well, this is the problem. We're so fragmented. It's city government, state government, but it's all about you, the taxpayer. It all originates from you and me, the taxpayer. So what do we do about it? So anyway, I am just absolutely dumbfounded when it comes to these practices that we find within the government. And they repeat themselves, and when we do find them, we don't see anything that on the part of the this current administration to come out and say, you know, Mr. Cox, those are some interesting issues that you have, and we would like to, can we meet with you and sit down and get some of the information, because this is important. We won't tolerate, we don't condone abuse. Waste, fraud, and abuse by our employees or employ, you know, you don't get that. All you get is a standoff, and it is absolutely mind-boggling as to why they would allow themselves to participate and lend themselves to this behavior. But anyway, the information that I send out to you and some of the things that I'm hoping to make a change, and not for my own purpose or my own sake, but some of the things I've had people to say, well, you know, you should point out some of your successes. Well, yeah, I think I can do that, but it's difficult to talk about those things that we've accomplished when there's so many things. The phone rings, the email, there's another email that talks about the government doing wrong, and the workers afraid that if they came out, they'd love to come out and talk, but if they talked about it, they'd get fired or retaliated against. What are we really running here? You know, so that really troubles me. And if any of you have anything out there that you'd like to talk about relating to this or other issues, please feel free. But anyway, I'm going to switch gears here and talk about a few things on a subject that we've talked about in the past, and that's consumer fraud and consumer issues. And it's a major switch up, but just recently the Honolulu Star Bulletin did a story about the fish and the success that we've had with suing the Don Quixote. And to all my listeners and people out there, the reason we do this, we do it because we believe that you as a citizen, it is not your responsibility to become a scientist, become a biologist, and then when you go shopping, you should know all of the names of the biology, the biological, the scientific nomenclature of the viruses and all of that. That's what we have government for. That's what we have the Department of Health for, the USDA and Department of Agriculture, and on and on and on. So the reason we bring these suits, like we have one now with the Safeway, it's basically, in our opinion, it's defrauding us. It's taking issues and saying to the great vendors, the Safeways and others, that you can't do this to us. It is your responsibility. But the real problem is with the state and the federal government. You know, as I've said many times on air, if you understand, take the FDA, for example, here locally. Their workers work out of their home. When White Rabbit and all the other chocolate that was being recalled, now you're going to be bent out of shape if you knew what I knew. While those recalls were occurring, the entire staff from here in Honolulu was at a picnic in San Francisco. So, and the reason is people were getting fish imported and they couldn't get their inspections. And this is fresh fish. It had to sit at the docks and to be inspected because, and had to wait and only get a verbal inspection because the inspectors were in San Francisco at a picnic and at some training. And to really, really, this might aggravate you. For one of the supervisors there, it cost $3,700 to fly from here to Oakland because he wanted to fly at the last minute and what have you. And when it comes to inspections, they, believe it or not, folks, the FDA set a number of, like quotas. Okay, we want to have 495 inspections done this year. After you've done those, you don't have to do any more, believe it or not. So when you heard all of these recalls about the melamine and the milk and all, you'd be surprised to know that the inspectors here were on a vacation and they were not doing any inspections. Absolutely none, because they had met their quota. And then what happens, they wouldn't allow them to do any work or wouldn't require them to do any work because the quota hadn't been issued yet. So until the quota is issued, we're spending tax dollars to allow them to sit at home and do absolutely nothing. And so we have some big, big issues in it, and I hope to bring these out in the near future with this and talk about in more details what it is that can be done, what it is you can do, talking to your Congress and your senators. Our food sources, they are compromised now. And if you as a consumer, I would say to you, pay close attention when you see those recalls. They issue a national recall. Pay close attention to them and demand when you go in. Don't take for granted that you're being protected by this local FDA or the local state health department. Business come first, protect the business first, and then you come second, or you only come second after you complain. But anyway, I appreciate you tuning in, and I hope that we see you again next week. Again, aloha. This is the Carol Cox Show. Aloha.
Ross's Appliances and Furniture is the leading appliance and furniture recycler in Hawaii. Ross's has been producing quality new and renewed appliances for decades. Ross's now debuts their new Green Bed Factory, Hawaii's environmentally conscious mattress and box spring factory. You can save your budget, your back, and the planet all at the same time at Ross's. Go green, save green at Ross's Big Green Building. Check it out for yourself. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and they guarantee it.
This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.